Yeah, happy with it. You know, it's, you know, I think probably, you know, things haven't been going as well as we would like, but I think that was a great example of, you know, I just said it, the boys, was a great example of what it takes. You know, yeah, sometimes you have to grind out results, and that's a team going for promotion, and you know, we had to battle with them, and we were up against it, but you know, it was like for me, I've played in loads of them games, a typical first division game, and you know, at times it wasn't pretty, but you know we need to, you know, we're in here, like obviously everybody demands results and demands performances, but you know, yeah, we have to be a wee bit realistic, and sometimes, you know, probably tonight, that's for me, I was very happy with a lot of things, and the fact that we competed all over the pitch, and you know, there was a good work ethic there, and you know, we had to battle hard, and obviously I thought we were a wee bit more comfortable in the second half. You know, obviously they looked a threat again, as they have in all the games we played them, getting in behind, and that was a bit disappointing to concede that way, because we spoke about that, and you know, we I don't think they got in behind once really in the second half, but yeah, you know, happy with the point, and I thought there was a lot of good performances there.
Yeah, Harps are making a habit of frustrating teams at the top end of the division, James. Good results against Monaghan, Derry City, and now Limerick. It shows just what your team can achieve when they put their minds to it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. Kind of, it's difficult enough one. You know, we prepare the same way every week. You know, the training and the preparation for games. You know, spoke to the players before tonight. You know, I didn't hold back. I let my feelings be known. I was honest as I could with them. You know, with how I feel. Some of the performances, and you know, the inconsistency thing is just not good enough. It's not acceptable to go out one week and play a certain way and go out the next and be completely different. You know, that's just not acceptable. It's and you're dealing with, I know you're dealing with 16 to 18 individuals, and you know, you might get one or two, but you'll accept that, but not when a whole team in general approach a game not in the right, with the right frame of mind or the right attitude. And it's you know, we had a good chat about it before the game, so hopefully, I know it's taken a long time, and we spoke about it throughout the season, but I know it's taken a long time, but if we can see an improvement in that regard from now to the end of the season, then you know, I'll be happy enough with that, if we can be competitive in every game and show up. And I just thought tonight we were fairly competitive and in the game, you know, for 90 minutes, which is pleasing.
It's probably easy to say, James, that there's probably the worry that players might find it difficult to lift themselves at this late stage of the season, whenever you've got, you know, very little to play for apart from maybe a good finish in the campaign. Mm. Is it hard to motivate your team? Is it hard to get the players the attitudes right and the minds right?
Well, you know, as I said, like we had a good chat before the game, and you know, I kind of maybe I was more honest with them than I have been in the past, and I let my feelings be known, and you know, there was nobody arguing with me in there, and it's you know, I felt probably to get a reaction tonight, I felt that's what I had to do, and you know, and I said to them after the game, I stand by every word I said, and you know, we'll keep it to ourselves. But you know, I thought I got a bit of a reaction tonight, but you know, it's difficult, and you know, we'll see. I think the target now is just to follow tonight up, and you know, with another just being competitive and you know, being in games and letting people know they're in a game, and you know it's not too much to ask, and I think the players can see that and they agree with that, and you know, you'll probably find yourself picking up more points than you would expect then, you know.
Yeah, you've got seven games left to go, James. Is it a situation now where some of your players are maybe playing for their places in the squad next year?
You would hope so, yeah. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's a thing here where, you know, we're kind of working, we're working week to week. Obviously, it's been a difficult year, and you know, but credit to the people behind the scenes. You know, we're keeping it going anyway, and We're trying to do our best, but to keep it going on the pitch, as you said, you know, we very little to play for, but we have seven games and seven competitive games, and you know, one of the things we spoke about before, you know, Pride was mentioned, you know, so we'll certainly be looking at that there. And from next year's point of view, I would definitely hope so, that players are playing to try and be at the club and take us on maybe to the next level next year. But it's kind of difficult at the minute. I suppose we're trying to see out this season, and I don't think anybody's really paying looking too far ahead in regards to next year, you know.
And just finally on the game itself tonight, James, you mentioned that there was a few good individual performances. Perhaps worth mentioning Thomas Bonner. He's the man that got that goal. He scored a good few this season from midfield. You must be happy with his performances.
Yeah, well, the signs were there down in Monaghan. You know, he's a very powerful, strong lad. You know, when he starts bursting forward, and you know he's making clever runs as well. And you know, it's something we did work on. You know, to get the balls in the box and get one of our midfielders pushing in, and he got his head on it. He was in a great area. And funny enough, he's been putting them in. He's been scoring away during the week as well. And yeah, there's goals in Thomas, you know, and hopefully a few more this season. But he's been, you know, for me and a lot of the players I brought in, you know, I've been delighted with him. You know, he's a great professional, and he's everything you'd want from a player in regards to setting a good example for other players, you know, and he looks after himself extremely well. So, delighted for him. I'm sure he would have liked it to be the winner, but it wasn't to be.